And so for today, let's just bring our bodies into a comfort as well as we can to find a way to bring calm and relaxation, a comfortable openness, to become in the receptive mode, so to speak, so that we can discover about a particular image for a particular reason today. So let's start with taking three big deep breaths. Let's do it like this. Let your eyes roll up underneath those closed eyelids. Take one big deep cleansing breath in. Hold it a moment or two. And then slowly exhale. And eyes return level. And your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And now again, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that second big deep cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale. And eyes return level. And your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And now for a third time, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that third big deep cleansing breath in, hold it, and then slowly exhale. Eyes return level, and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And just give yourself permission now to move into that vast inner landscape within, where we can become more aware and discover more positive information and find a way to allow us to move forward with our life more easily and effortlessly. So with your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing, however you're situated, some of you might feel you like to move from the top of the head to the tips of your toes in terms of bringing comfort to your body. And some of you might feel just fine with starting at your toes and allowing the comfort to flow up and over and all around and all through. So you can adjust in just the right way for you, however you've situated yourself. And I will speak about bringing your attention, though, to your feet right now and inviting and allowing this flow of relaxation. Very comfortable it is as it moves all around and all through, from toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, thighs, each and every breath releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And becoming aware of more comfort. This sensation continues flowing up through hips, abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. Upwards through the chest, as that deeper inner calm is joined by a nurturing sensation flowing all around and all through the chest area into every nook and cranny of you, reminding you of the good qualities you exhibit: compassion, kindness, love, acceptance. And allowing this calm comfort and the nurturing to flow up into the shoulders, all around and all through all the muscles, tissues, fibers, as they soften and become more flexible. And you can just simply release any burdens, unburden the burdens, and just let them roll right off and drop to the floor. Let them go now. This is your time in space and place to become as comfortably relaxed and comfortably calm as you can be. And the more you do that, the deeper you go. And the deeper you go, the more comfortably calm and comfortably relaxed you become. Down through the upper arms, lower arms, hands and fingers, release as you comfort even more. And just allowing this sense of movement, a flow of comfort, of relaxation that flows across the upper back and down the spine, strengthening that spine, middle back releasing, and then down deeper and deeper down into that lower back area where all the muscles, tissues, fibers are soothing and smoothing, smoothing out any rough edges. And from that lower back area, let's send this comforting now all the way down the back side of your body to your feet again. And then placing your attention right at the base of your neck and flowing that comfort up over the back of your head, all around your crown area, down over your forehead, your eyes, your eyelids, your nose, your mouth, jaw muscles, facial muscles releasing and letting go. And taking one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in, and let's become twice as comfortable as you exhale, twice as comfortable as you already are. And so with this kind of mind-body harmony now, it helps to comfort and relax and drift even more calmly now. And as you begin to focus within, you might begin to notice some positive sensations as any or all of your senses begin to heighten. Because we're on a mission now of discovery. And you can sort of do another body scan of comfort right now. And just begin to notice if there's some particular area. It might be a physical area of your body, or it might be an emotional issue that you might feel somewhere in your chest or your gut, or it could be just some kind of little tension or some discomfort of some kind. Just body scan through and see whether it's a physical issue or it's an emotional issue that takes up a physical position. And just see if there's something. We would like there to be nothing. But of course, maybe there is a little something. Some emotional feeling that's been rocking around for a while. Or maybe some little something that stands out as uncomfortable in some way, physically. And when you've located it, just be aware of it. And then let's open the door of your imagination now to discover an image that stands for that discomfort. Visualize and imagine it simply, easily, freely. Allow that image to come forward. And just acknowledge it when it comes forward. It's an image that stands for that discomfort. And we want to find out more about it. Because in doing so, more may be discovered in a helpful way. So just bring this image to life and come to know about it. How close are you to it when you let it just pop into your mind? An image that stands for that discomfort that you felt or that you know about. You know, in your imagination, anything can happen. So you can examine it from any position as though you could float above it or below it, to the side of it. And what are you noticing about this image? You know, you could even, if you wanted to, shine a spotlight on it to find out more details. So what else do you notice about how it looks? How does this image move? Does it have a color, any shape to it? What's the size of it? Remembering, too, that our imagery work says an image could be a sound. It could be a feeling. It doesn't always have to be a visual. You could imagine in various ways. So I've got this image that stands for the discomfort. Now, what is the essential thing about it? What does it seem to exhibit in terms of the dominant vibrational energy of it? What do you notice about its energy? What do you feel is the mood of this discomfort image? How do you feel the image is acting? And then let's become aware of how does it feel to be with this image? And when you know that, for further discovery, as you connect with the image, you and the image can actually communicate. And you can go ahead and just internally, you can tell the image how you feel by being with it. No matter how that feeling is coming to you, tell the image how you feel by being with it. And what does the image have to say about that? So we're making connection and communication with this image that stands for discomfort. And right here, if we need, some of you have a crystal that you can use to help if need be for anything. It can help you if you and the image seem to have, you know, some misunderstanding. Or some of you have a wise inner something that comes often for you, like a wise and loving or an inner guide sort of presence. And if you want to bring that here as well, you can. So you have a mediator if need be. Now, we could, if you like, imagine this. Get a sense that you and this image could walk and talk together as you talk things over and bring your crystal or bring your wise and loving or that inner wisdom, and all of you walk and talk together along. And let's ask this image of discomfort, what is wrong with it? What's the matter with it? And listen as the image replies. Now, you might further ask it, well, what does it want? What matters most to the image? And as the image replies back to you as you're walking and talking together, how does it feel to know how the image is responding to what it said about what's wrong with it and what it wants most? You know, you could also tell the image what you want. And when you do that, how does the image respond back to that? So just knowing, kind of take a little assessment. How's it feeling with this conversation so far between you and the image of discomfort? Because we're trying to find out more, aren't we? We're trying to discover. And to keep on going with this, knowing you've got extra help there if you need, let's trade places. So when we trade places, it's to find out more. And whenever we trade places, we know we'll always trade back again. So this means you become the image becomes you, knowing that full well we'll always trade back to ourselves again. Now, as the discomfort image, what do you notice? How do you feel in the energy of this image? And as the image, what is your viewpoint as you look into the world? Notice about that. And now again, as the image, look over at yourself. And as you look through the eyes of discomfort over at yourself, what would you, as this image, like to say to yourself? Anything else? Now, when you're ready, let's trade back. Return to yourself again. Image of discomfort becomes itself. You become yourself. Now, look over the image carefully. What changes are you aware of, if any? What about the vibrational energy of the image or of yourself? What do you understand now about the image? And what do you imagine the image understands about you? Notice anything more in terms of imaging becoming less noticed, if it's the image of discomfort, perhaps its perspective, your perspective, its perspective might have altered somewhat at this point. And so is there anything more that this discomfort image wants to say to you now? And is there anything more you want to say to it? And for a moment, let your inner focus find your favorite part of this journey. What is your favorite part? Could it be that in some way, some shape, some way, somehow, the discomfort has become less of an issue? Has it evaporated? Has it moved around into a different shape or form? Are you more disconnected from this image? How do you feel about it right now? Maybe there is some part of the journey that you might want to have heightened or brightened. You can do that if you want to, and just let it settle in just the right place in your mind. Maybe heighten or brighten the goodness that might have come from finding out more about this image. And perhaps this image has found a way to lessen its effect in a negative way and actually has become a positive influencer for your well-beingness. And imagine that the image now has in some way, shape, or form moved from an image of discomfort into a greater, more pliable image of comfort. Because of giving it some attention, talking to it, finding out more about it, perhaps it revealed to you what it really wants, what's important to it, what's the matter with it, so that it could let it go and become more comfortable, more released, more available and attainable to settle in and provide more positive information for a transformation has taken place in your mind, in your body, and you can flow it all around in your whole being positively. Even to imagine about that. And notice how that feels. And that now as we shift our focus off that image and sort of just let it absolutely go. It sort of just evaporates out. And you could find your way with your guide or your wise and loving or your crystal back to a very beautiful, secure place within. And with any or all of your senses, knowing this place as the comfort place that it is, your special place within that's very calming for you and beautiful for you, a place where only you go, as well as that inner guidance, your own inner wisdom or your wise and loving also goes there with you. And through any or all of your senses, you find it, you stretch out in it just the right spot within your place, feeling the full value of the place and of yourself for being willing and kind of thank yourself for being willing and courageous to discover about an image of discomfort and find that it is actually transitioned right out. And now there's a lot more comfort, and to allow even more comfort, we can just easily and effortlessly imagine, get a sense of that just right kind of light that flows and comes in a healing way to you. And it's from way, 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 way out there, from beyond the beyond, and it comes through the galaxies. It comes in through the universe, and it comes over through the heavens and the skies over the village where you are, and down through the structure where you are, and just gently graces the crown of your head. And this light is a cleansing, clearing light of wellness. And it just spills right down through you, from the top of your head all the way down through head, neck, and shoulders, down through arms, hands, and fingers, all the way down the length of your back and through your chest, and down through the solar plexus, through the stomach area, the abs, around through the hips. Each breath taking you deeper. And down around, hips to thighs. The light flows, and it flows, and it does its good work to bring you the wellness, to bring you the neutralizing, to bring you the cleansing, the clearing of anything you no longer need or want. You can just imagine it doing its good work down through the knees and to the calves, the ankles, heels, out through feet and out through toes. And it's just flowing. It's like a cleansing, ongoing, clearing sort of light, but it has substance to it. And it's just doing its good work for which it's meant to do. It's bringing you peaceful comfort, a just right kind of feeling within you, a knowledge and a know-how that it removes and lets go of anything you no longer need or want. And it just helps bring you into that just right place within, where you have mind, body, spirit, comfort all around and all through. Secure, comfortable, easy, effortless, knowing that it's doing its good work for which it's meant to do and nothing more. And that what you may have discovered from this journey earlier today, this light sort of heightens the good points, releases what you no longer need or want, and helps you to understand something more about that image, where everything then turns to the positive. Because the flow of this comforting, this light all around and all through, it's doing its good work. And it sort of moves into the mind space all around your body as well. It's moved in through all the physicalness of you, into every muscle, tissue, fiber, organ, bone in your body, down to your cellular layer. And now it moves out into the mind space around from your skin outwards at least 6 inches or more. And it's just cleansing and clearing. Cleansing and clearing. And bringing more of what is just the right thing for you. Kind of a buffer of positive energy all around you that can receive all the good, the positive, the love, the true. And yet negatives bounce right off this thing, whiz right by, cannot penetrate. So you're shielded by a buffer of positive light energy that's cleansing and clearing And you've discovered something more that was important for you to know earlier. And now only taking the good from that experience with you, as well as the cleansing and the clearing of this beautiful light that has its own special color for you. And knowing that because you are willing to experience and take this journey today, you're better for having done so. And so you are. And so you are. And so, in full appreciation of the positives of this journey, we reinforce the good, the positive, and the true, knowing that this has been a positive focusing, and we are following along the law of the mind that says, what you focus on follows, so it would only follow to focus positively. And that is how then your mind, your body responds now at zero with a positive reinforcement. Your wise and loving, your inner guidance mechanism within you always right there whenever you need. And now you're bringing back the good, the positive, and the true from this experience today now at one with a deep cleansing breath in a release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake and alert.